Hello, this is HM correspondent Dulcinea Diggs, and today I'm here with Sean, a vegan who made his way out to the Veg Out Festival in downtown Troy. Tell me, what made you want to come to this event?
I heard about a lot of good vegan food all together at one time, and I can't resist that, so.
And you're a vegan yourself. How long have you been a vegan for?
It's been probably almost 4 years now.
Wow. What made you want to start and embark on that journey?
Well, it was really for health reasons. I was having some health complications, and I was going to the doctor, and the only thing that they were telling me to do was take a medication continually. And I was like, I'm too young for that. So I went home, did a lot of research, and not just the first Google, but like, you know, scientific peer-reviewed articles and everything. And everything pointed towards a plant-based or vegan diet.
Okay, and do you mind going into details with your health complications were causing?
Absolutely. So I was I had an inflamed prostate.
Wow.
Which I was just like, I'm too young for that, first of all. But he told me that. I was just like, that's for old guys. And they were like, and the doctor said, well, that could be hereditary. And I was just like, I don't like how that sounds. And I kept asking, I was like, what causes it? What's the root of the problem? And he was giving me nothing. So it was really just treating the symptoms. And so my intuition was like, you can't accept this.
Right.
And so once I switched my diet, within a couple weeks, the inflammation went down, because that's really what it was. It was inflammatory.
Wow. Inflammation.
I thought I was eating healthy, but I was eating a lot of inflammatory foods that was quote unquote healthy.
What were those foods, if you don't mind me asking?
Eggs, cheese, I wasn't eating a lot of red meat, but I was eating a lot of chicken, a lot of turkey, not enough vegetables, not enough water, all those kinds of things.
Okay, and what were the benefits you noticed about your health once you switched over?
Oh, man.
What changed?
So many things. First of all, my vitality. I started feeling like energized. Not like the fake energy you get from like drinking a Monster energy drink or anything like that, but like true energy, true like vitality. I could feel it in my bones. I just felt better. And my strength at first was a little bit low because I wasn't eating enough. Once I learned how to eat enough and get a lot of nutrition in my diet, I became stronger. And my weight maintained the same. And so I had this whole level of just excellence in a way. And also mentally, I became a little bit more clear, and I started becoming more happy. I had a lot of things going on too, like not going on, but I was working on myself mentally, emotionally, and just all around, just bringing everything together, and they all just integrated with each other.
Of course. Okay, and what does being a vegan mean to you?
So for me, being a vegan, typically I say plant-based a lot of times, but I also say vegan because I also look at the lifestyle too. It's like, you know, looking at the products that I buy, looking at what I put on my skin, environmental, how I'm showing up in the world and causing less harm in the world. So sometimes I won't say vegan, but I'll say plant-based, but it's really the lifestyle I'm living really aligns with that anyway.
Okay, so now with the plant-based foods that you purchase, how do you decipher which one is good for you and which one is just marketing?
So for me, the ingredients.
Okay.
If there's only like a few ingredients or no ingredients at all, the better. So trying to keep things close to as whole food as possible. So if it has a ton of ingredients to it, but it's vegan, it still might be kind of junk food. But I still allow myself to eat that every now and then, but it's not my main source of food.
Definitely.
So I try to stick with mostly whole foods. I also became a health coach during this time.
Wow.
And I do plant-based cooking. I teach people how to cook plant-based. And it's been a wonderful journey so far.
Yeah, going back to the ingredients, it sounds like a bottle of conditioner. If it's too many products,
exactly,
ladies, do not get it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, and what is the weirdest myth about vegans you have heard throughout your journey?
That I'll wither away to nothing. That is the biggest myth that I hear, especially for men too. Men are like, I'm worried, you know, they're worried about losing size. And then I'm asking them, like, well, where is that coming from?
Right.
Is your size associated with your manhood? And then why is that the case? So being a man isn't about your physical presence, your physical size. It's what's inside of you.
Yeah.
And so men typically are worried about losing weight, losing, you know, not having the mass. And it's still possible to do that.
All right. And do you have any final words?
My final words is just be easy on yourself. So I tend to say plant-based for certain people because certain people trying to transition your diet, they might say, I'm going to go vegan, and it might be too much for them too quick. I'm like, don't even name yourself anything. Just go with slowly transitioning your diet and phasing things out.
Definitely.
Be easy on yourself. Give yourself some grace and accept who you are and where you're at right now.
Now, with you being a health coach, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about veganism?
So you can check me out on Instagram at ZenBlackSheet. I also have a website, too, if you type in ZenBlackSheet.com, and you can find me there. Usually, I'm pretty active on there, always posting dope food and recipes. I'm developing recipes all the time, and then also just helping people out when I can. I just love to help people.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And today I am here with Alfonso at the Veg Out Festival. We are discussing why it is important to be a vegan and what it means to him. What made you come out to this event today?
The fact that there's any vegan anything happening in Troy is amazing. So when it does, the fact that there's any vegan anything happening in Troy, no less, is warranting enough to have somebody come out. So, yeah, me being vegan for 7 years now, the fact that it's happening is like you got to show out, show support.
Definitely, yeah. So why is learning about veganism important?
It is important because it's not only the wave of the future, but it's literally a solution for so many problems that we encounter, both physical health, mental health, global health.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a litany of things that become better when folks take literal actual steps to becoming vegan.
And do you think there are negative stigmas about the vegetarian lifestyle?
Absolutely. There's this one that I always hear. Folks are just like, okay, we get it, you're vegan. And I'm just like, I didn't even say anything. Like, you asked me about it. And it's kind of like opposite. Like, you hear folks who are just like, oh, y'all vegans are so loud about this. It's like the opposite happens in my experience. Meat eaters are the ones who are always just like, oh, I could never give up cheese. I could never give up this. I don't know how you do it. And all these things. And I'm just literally there just trying to eat my salad and fries most times at these, you know, limited option restaurants.
And it's literally just willpower.
Right.
People don't get that, you know, discipline. So how has veganism affected your health personally?
It's been amazing. At the beginning, there was just like this big energy boom.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've like kind of tapered off a little bit and I've kind of went into like the more processed and, you know, junk food vegan lifestyle. But I'm in this mode of switching into like a more whole foods, plant-based, and thinking about getting back to like the roots of the vegetable and really just like getting rid of all the crap, cutting the crap. And since then, I've just been feeling like more and more energetic. I'm able to like work better off of less sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that that's a commercial for, you know, veganism. You can work off of less sleep, but it is a byproduct of being able to, you know, do that. Having the lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I cut out pork. I'm still eat chicken and stuff, but I cut out pork, and I cut out like about 4 years ago. And ever since then, I kid you not, my body feels lighter. Everything is just easier. It don't feel as sluggish, and people don't get that. I've tried to explain to people like, oh, you're just exaggerating. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, hey, guys. What is the weirdest myth you have ever heard about veganism throughout your journey?
Weirdest myth that I would probably either disappear into thin air because I don't get enough protein. That's probably the biggest one. I mean, I generally run a little bit thin. That's just how I'm, like, my body is composed.
Right.
And it didn't help that. But yeah, you're covered. Everything you need is like it. Like apes and like, you know, all these different animals in the wild are, you know, herbivores.
Mm-hmm.
And they are massive. How do they get all this strength? The plants that they eat.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to emulate them, not rhino or elephant or whatever else. But if they can do it, I think I can handle it.
For sure, yeah, because at the end of the day, it's the nature of the beast. And we were literally outside at one point just eating, you know?
Berries, yep.
All right, Alfonso, do you have any final words?
Let's see. Go vegan.
All right, y'all heard it here.